Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bo Bilinski. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bo Bilinski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Staub moves to second. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Staub moves to third. Mathews moves to second. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Savage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Belinsky is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Niekro hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Niekro covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Belinsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Belinsky hits a line drive into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage bunts towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to second. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mathews is 0 for 2 in the game. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gatte is 0 for 2 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Savage reaches second base with a double. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 2 in the game. Niekro bunts towards the mound. Belinsky juggles the ball. That's an error on Belinsky. Savage moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Niekro. The throw from Brand and he is safe. Niekro steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savage tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niekro scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Dave Eilers now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. Beckert scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bacabella is hit by the pitch. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Savage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-2 in the game. Niekro bunts towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Savage moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Savage scores. It's 8-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Dan Schneider now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.